Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think he's cute, Lexi says with the stankiest face on earth. Her face is all scrunched up and she's like, I think he's cute. Like, it definitely didn't feel like she thought he was cute with the look on her face.
Should she like get a rebrand? Because she's totally like the ice princess, but should she just be like stank face?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Millennial TV Podcast. We are Adrian, Liz, and Candace, and we're here to recap Laguna Beach Season 3. Today we're on Episode 11 called The 3-Day Rule, and I can't believe we're already here. Like, there's only 15 episodes in this season, and this is Episode 11? So we're getting so close to the end that I'm actually getting kind of sad. Like, it's been so fun going through this season because there's so much I forgot, but it's been really fun to revisit. And then the fact that we even got to talk to like Kendra and Cammy, like that's been so exciting this season. So we have one more surprise up our sleeves for season 3. And that is we secured another interview with a season 3 cast member that I don't think has ever done an interview of his time on Laguna Beach. So this is really exciting. And we learned so much behind the scenes tea from talking to him. We heard about what he's up to now. And honestly, you guys, this interview turned us into his fans. Like, we were just raving about how great he was. And that is Cameron Brinkman. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking to the season 3 hottie that is Cameron. And that interview is coming up in 2 weeks. So stay
also,
tuned.
Also, you guys, it was video and he is super cute.
You're yes. going to want to watch for sure.
So definitely check this one out on YouTube because Cameron the Hottie is still Cameron the Hottie.
And we know, we didn't think that he was a hottie when we first started the season, but like, trust us, he is a hottie.
Like fine wine, my friends.
Before we get to the episode, remember to follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV and subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, now on to pop culture. So for this week's pop culture, okay, we didn't talk about this one when the news came out, but it's so relevant to our podcast that we obviously have to, and that's that Miss Kristen Cavallari and her 25-year-old boy toy, Mark Estes, have broken up after 7 months together. Can you guys believe it? Kristen went on her podcast, Let's Be Honest, to announce the news. And when I saw the clip come up on my Instagram, I honestly rolled my eyes. I couldn't even finish the whole clip because I was like, I told you, girl. And I'm like, definitely one of those girlies that loves reading everything in the comments. Like when I'm watching a YouTube video, I'm scrolling all of the comments. When I see an Instagram post or video that I'm like, ooh, this is annoying, I'm reading all of the comments and I'm also liking all of the comments that I agree with in silence. But I basically saw this clip of her talking about the breakup and how he will thank her in the future for breaking up with him because it will give him the space to learn and to grow up. And it was very much all just like, he's going to thank me in the future. Like, he's going to think back at like this relationship with me and he's just going to thank me. And I'm like,
what wow. is this? Is this what? Dawson's yeah. Creek? Like, what is this? I've literally seen this storyline play out on Dawson's fucking Creek. Like, no, this is not like you're being noble and you need to go find somebody because I'm too old for you. And like, no. Like,
I'm giving you the chance to grow.
The whole time people were saying this to God. You. We were saying this to you, girl. Mm-hmm. We were. And you were like, no, it's fine. We're in love. Like, okay, all right. I think my theory on this whole thing is that she's trying to save face and that he dumped her ass.
That would not surprise me.
She has said that she's never been dumped. Mm.
I think he either cheated on her or was just like, done.
Or she's like feeling that it's going to be done. Yeah. And then she's like, let me break up with him before he breaks up with me.
And she's like, let me spend this because I can't be embarrassed in the media.
You know, okay, so like just a few podcasts ago, she was raving about how he's like the best she ever had, how mature he was. She talked about how like she wouldn't introduce him to her kids, but I saw her post pictures of them going on vacation. So she clearly got over that and was like moving forward with this relationship. So like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know why it was just over. My God, she just bothers me so much. And she bothers me so much that I had to unfollow her off Instagram, you guys, which is so funny because I just sent a screenshot to Liz and Candace a couple weeks ago. And that's like, you know, one of those like embarrassing Facebook memory like posts that come up from like 14 years ago. I literally had a status that just said, God, I love Kristen Cavallari. And here we are today. I unfollowed her because I cannot stand her. I cannot stand her.
It's a big move for you.
That is. That's a big deal.
This is the same girl who freaked out that Kristen Cavallari told her coffee order on
Twitter.
Was
it Caramel Macchiato? Though, yes.
It wasn't her. Kristen Cavallari. I love that story because it's so me.
But have you guys heard anything about like what Mark has said about this breakup? Has he even said anything out loud?
I haven't heard anything, but I did hear that the Montana boys were getting their own show. Or their own podcast or something. Something's happening. Either a podcast or a show or something. Yeah, they're like going to be a thing.
I still don't see the appeal about him at all. I hate his haircut so much. Like every time I see a photo of him. I just don't get it.
It's a reality show that they're getting.
Oh my gosh.
And then apparently Kristen didn't want anything to do with it. This thing says, rumor has it Montana Boys pilot got picked up for a reality TV show. I think the true reason they broke up is because Kristen didn't want to appear, but at the same time didn't want to hold Mark back because she knows how valuable the exposure can be.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Kristen doesn't run from a camera.
No.
No, not at all.
And that's not a reason to break up with someone. No, like, you can maintain a private relationship even though he's on the show.
We're not talking about Lauren here. We're talking about Kristen. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the show was like, we don't want her to be on it. She got all butthurt about it or something. Who knows?
Are you guys going to watch?
No.
Absolutely not.
Heck no.
Do you follow them on TikTok?
No.
Okay, good.
I might watch the first episode. No. I might watch the first episode just to see. Maybe he'll talk about the breakup.
I was going
to
say, that's what I would watch the episode for, but that's a lie. I'm just going to watch clips of people talking about the episode. Or read about it probably on Reddit.
I know. So anyways, I think that Kristen got dumped or cheated on, and they're spinning it to make her look good.
But it doesn't work because she still looks like a loser. What's that mean?
Whoa, Elsie. Oh,
I love that. She should have just continued her rewatch podcast with Steven and continued to The Hills because, like, I love that podcast. And this Let's Be Honest one, I'm like, I cannot stand it.
Because she just likes to hear herself talk. That's honestly what it is.
Yeah. So anyways, can't wait to hear about what other story she's going to tell on her podcast about this relationship. But I really hope Mark comes out to say something about it because that is going to be hot pipe and tea.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Anyways, let's go on to the episode. So on the previously on, Tessa recapped the disastrous bonfire where Derek acted weird with Tessa and Alex broke up with Rocky and started flirting with other girls in front of her. Tessa says that Rocky was trying to move on, but she was sad and trying to stay strong.
So usually the previously on is so over dramatized, but no, Alex was this big of a douchebag. I was watching it and I was like, no, he actually, like, all he of these really things are accurate to, like, what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex.
He was so unlikable this episode. I hate
him. So unlikable. We'll get there. I'm, like, ready to go. I'm, like, in rare fighting mode. Like, I was, like, This episode just like riled me in so many levels that I like can't even.
Okay, I watched this like a week ago and took my notes then, so I'm not in that mode, but as I love this attitude, Candace,
yeah,
bring it.
Yeah,
and as we go through, I'm sure I'm going to get like fired up again because I
watched
not happy
it
watching
yesterday,
it.
So it's fresh.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay. So then we get to Rocky's beautiful patio again. And Liz, every time I see this now, I think about you and Kyle saying how they were sitting on the ledge and they could like fall off.
And die.
And I am like, it's so high and it's just like on stilts.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
And it's like a tiny little square. I just think it's so strange.
It's beautiful, but it's like it so is. Scary.
Yes.
Her family must have money.
Seriously.
Like, oh my God. Like, because even seeing on Liz's pictures from being in Laguna mm-hmm. Beach, like that house is like the view.
Oh, the view is insane. It's like literally at the top of a mountain.
Yeah. Like I,
it's beautiful.
And just seeing it on the show, like she has a mm-hmm. gorgeous house.
Yes.
So, I mean, I would love to know what her parents do for a living. Cause again, we talked about it before. They look very blue collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're on the patio and Rocky and Tessa talk about how Alex dumped Rocky at the bonfire. And Rocky says that she's heartbroken, but she's also relieved because she has her answer. Then Rocky says that Nick asked her out on a date. Nick W.
No.
I know.
Oh my God. I was shocked when she said that. I was like, what?
I
mean,
and
that was spoiled
like,
in the previously on the last episode, but I did not remember that at all.
Mm-mm. And she's like not totally disgusted by the idea.
No.
Which is like weird. Ugh. But then we also hear later Alex saying that she says that he's disgusting. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
which I thought was kind of funny because you do kind of change your mind when a boy suddenly likes you, you know? You're like, oh, wait, maybe I do like
I'll
you.
I'll give it a try.
You know? I was definitely like that, like, oh, wait, you're showing me attention now? Okay, maybe I can see it. I can see it, you know? So I get her, but I thought she looked so cute in her hoodie with her hair up with, like, hardly any makeup on. I thought she was, like, so, like, basic and, like, but she definitely looked like a girl who was bumming because she got dumped. Like, we don't typically see her dressed down like that. She
That's
is
true.
Always kind of dolled up. So I was like, oh, she must be really hurting. And I felt bad for her. But I did love that she had this mature, you know, she said, when he dumped me, I was like, okay, I have an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is like a really mature way to think about
so
it. Like,
mature.
Obviously, she was sad, but like, okay, now she knows why he was being so weird. Now
totally.
She knows that, you know, he doesn't think she's worth it or whatever. I thought that was really mature of her. But again, like, Rocky has been mature this entire season, so
another reason to love Rocky, like
but I did laugh at Tessa and Rocky's reaction to Nick asking her out because they were both just kind of like it's kind of weird, like and I was like, this feels appropriate, but I was also like, don't do it, Rocky, because like I can't stand Nick W.
Well, so Rocky's all like, you can't ask me out right now, and then he's like, I'll take you out on Friday. No, Tuesday. No, I'll take you out on Friday and Tuesday. But yeah, they just kind of like laugh at that. And then Tessa just like doesn't say anything.
I know.
I don't know if that's edited because I'm like, I don't know. Like, why are the producers doing that to her? Or if she really responded that way?
Maybe she's just trying to be supportive, but doesn't. Like, if I don't have anything good to say, I don't say anything at all. You know, like. I don't know.
Tessa really bothered me this episode too. So
and
I don't
we heard
know.
You guys. We polled a few weeks ago
asking
if this friendship was sweet or sour. And it was overwhelmingly sweet.
Listen, I just want you guys to know that when we poll and one of us loses the poll, we get like really offended.
Yeah.
Really sore losers.
We have a group text and we immediately text each other like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And it's literally so funny. It like makes my whole day.
It, on that poll, by the way, my sister voted and she voted sweet. And I texted her. I was like, why did you do that? I'm like, did you listen to her episode at all?
Oh my God, stop. I love that. That makes me so happy.
So yes, maybe when we do this episode, we'll re-poll to see if everyone's like temperaments have changed.
You still feel that way.
Yeah, we're really
you guys
trying
just
to sway
need to
people's
defeat.
Ideas. No.
Because when I lose,
we're
I
turning
graciously,
you, though, Candace.
I graciously accept defeat. No, I'm just kidding. I do think, again, I still think she's just having a really shitty year. But yeah, she's not the greatest emotionally there for her friend.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she's not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. That was not extreme.
No, she's not at all.
I was just so annoyed with her this episode. She was just so immature.
So annoying.
Compared to Rocky.
Yeah, I agree.
So Tessa doesn't respond to anything that Rocky's saying about Nick W. And then Rocky, being the great friend that she is, then starts to ask Tessa about how it's going with Derek, because Tessa obviously wants to talk about that and nothing else. And Tessa's like, she's unsure because he said hi to her at the barbecue, but then he didn't talk to her. And then Rocky says she wouldn't be okay with that kind of behavior. And Tessa says she's unhappy about it too. But might I add that at the bonfire, when Rocky asks if she was like unhappy, Tessa's like, no, I'm not unhappy. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I know. Listen, though, I go back and forth with this Tessa and Derek thing, because at this point, I know later I have notes that are totally contradictory to this, but I feel like Tessa is so extra about Derek not talking to her.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like Derek was fine with her.
Yeah.
Especially at the barbecue, or not the barbecue, the bonfire. And he wasn't overly lovey-dovey with her, but he was nice and he said hi. And it's like, okay,
he's awkward.
We're in a group of friends. Yeah, but like, we're also in a group of friends. I don't expect you to be all over me. I don't expect you to be just talking to me. I expect that we're both hanging out with a group of people, and that like, you have your friends and I have my friends. I don't know.
But this is a group of friends of like, where the girls like hate her.
Right. Which I also
and
understand.
And he knows that. And so like, he should do a little bit more of like trying to like, maybe not like incorporate her into conversation, but just like be there for her instead of like icing her out, kind of.
And I get that too. I do know there's like some weird dynamics with the friends, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like if we were good alone, I wouldn't care so much how you acted when we were in front of mutual friends. If you were acting like this in front of just your friends, it might be a little bit different. But because, like, Tessa was talking to people there, it wasn't like she was completely not being spoken to. People were talking to her. She had Rocky there. Alex was even talking to her. Cameron was talking to her. Like, it was not like she was had no friends.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To talk to you, so I just feel like she was making it awkward on purpose. And sometimes it is awkward to be coupley in a group setting, especially if like it's not a group couple thing. Like, nobody there was like trying to cuddle.
And they had like just started dating too. Yeah. So that's awkward too. Yeah.
I feel differently later in the episode, but that's where I'm at this point. I just feel like she's so extra about it. Like, okay, we get it.
So I disagree on this point that, like, I think that Derek should have made more of an effort, or at least, like, I think, like, he was feeling extremely awkward and let that, like, affect how he communicated with Tessa, which is annoying because, like, it's not a Tessa problem. It's, like, him problem. But I do find it super annoying that she like is making this such a big deal at the fact that he didn't talk to her for one day. And your best friend's boyfriend literally broke up with her at the bonfire.
I mean, later I have issue with the fact he says at some point, like, I haven't talked to you since the bonfire, and I'm like, okay, that's weird.
But not yet.
Right, but not yet. At this point, it's like,
what happened, girl?
Like,
chill.
Like, I finally get it at that point, but it's like, you're making too big a deal. I think both Tessa and Rocky have an issue where they make too big a deal out of a very small thing.
Rocky. No. No. Okay, homeboy Alex couldn't say anything.
Man, I wish we were filming video for this. We've got some good facial expressions this episode, I know.
Okay. I would not say the same for Rocky. Alex just, like, doesn't say anything, which is so frustrating.
Okay.
And I guess Derek's the same with this
situation. Think she just – they both just make too big a deal out of it. Like, it doesn't have to be this big, dramatic, talk to me. Why won't you talk to me? Talk to me. Like, it just can be, like, a simple, like, hey, let's have a conversation about this thing that I was bothered about. But they're teenagers, so it's like, you know, I get it.
Right.
But
everything's a big deal.
It was starting to grate on me, I think, this episode. Was just like, nobody's talking to me. They won't talk to me. And it's just like, okay, like, the, okay, they're not talking to you.
Every scene she had in this episode was about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm just annoyed in general, but like, I don't know. We'll see as the episode progresses.
So Rocky does say it's ironic they both have the same issue, that they're with guys who can't communicate, and I totally agree. I also want to point out we're like very heavy on Tessa Rocky episodes these past couple episodes. Like we're seeing so little of Kendra and Cammy. It's so interesting. Like the vibe is totally different.
They had no idea what they were doing with this season. They really had no idea. No. That's what's happening. It's because they had all these snippets of storylines that they were trying to like clip together and none of them made any sense, which after talking to Kendra and Cammy, it makes a lot of sense. Because that's literally what they were doing with this season is like literally piecing together a storyline because
none of them connected.
Yeah.
There literally wasn't one.
Yeah.
Like,
so with season one and two, it's a little bit more organic. Those people were genuinely friends. And even if they like fluffed up this love triangle, it did kind of sort of happen, you know, like, so but I feel like all of this is contrived. And then they fell upon Rocky and Alex's relationship and
the Tessa Derek stuff too. Yes, like Derek was like the link between.
Yeah. They fell into that luckily, but I really feel like it was the Kendra and Cammy show and the Tessa and Rocky show. And they were two different entities that were trying to be meshed together and it didn't work.
No.
Although I'm having like a soft spot for season three now.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't hate it before, but I also like didn't feel the need to rewatch it when I was rewatching the show. But now I kind of like, I don't know. I think it's partly from learning what we learned from Kendra and Cammy and just kind of doing like research and like diving deep into it. I just have a soft spot for it now. Like it's not, it's almost like not Laguna Beach for me though. It's like a separate reality TV show. Like totally. Laguna Beach, like extended. Like, I don't know. Like it's like kind of like a separate entity.
I wouldn't call it like a soft spot, but I definitely like it a lot more than I remembered. Like I really hated season three before, but like now I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun to do this recap. And
I didn't really like care about the characters before. And like now that we're like, cause I wanted to see old faces, you know what I mean? So like, I didn't really care about the new cast. And like, now that we're doing like a deep dive into it, I like am forcing myself to be like, this is the season three cast, like focus on the season three cast. And like, you know, there's some interesting parts. I do think we could have totally cut out Lexi and Brianna and it would have been a fine show.
It would have been a better show.
I was being nice.
Actually, I liked Lexi this episode. And I think she shows up in this next little scene here. So we get, of course, Alex and Steven golfing. And then Steven asks if Rocky cried when Alex broke up with her. And he did say that she was holding back tears, but she didn't cry. And then Steven said that they have to hang out with Lexi and Rachel. And Alex says that he was working on Lexi at the bonfire.
Ew.
Gross. Then randomly, Alex pulls out his phone and calls Rachel, and so freaking set up. I hate this so much. And then Rachel apparently like doesn't have his number because she doesn't know who's calling her on her phone. And Alex has to tell her it's Alex from the bonfire.
She's like, who?
Yeah.
Who answers phone numbers they don't know? Nobody. Yeah. Like that doesn't happen. And did Rocky cry is such a strange question to ask about a breakup. Why do you care?
Of a guy to ask another guy. And, too.
Because it's Steven. It's that friend.
I know. He's awful.
Yeah. He's awful.
And then I was working on Lexi a little bit. Like, you literally broke up with Rocky 4 minutes ago.
Literally.
That's so gross of you. Ugh.
Well, Rachel's on the phone and Lexi's across for her and she's all giggly at the fact that Alex is calling her. And then Alex invites the girls to Chase's concert and then Rachel says yes. And Lexi looks really sketched out this entire time that she's like listening to this conversation. And after Rachel hangs up, she says that Alex is cute, but it's really weird that he's asking them to hang out because he just broke up with Rocky.
Thank you.
And she says he was creeping around and asking everyone for their numbers at the bonfire.
Thank you.
Yes.
But also, you guys are going to laugh. I have written in my notes, I think he's cute, Lexi says with the stankiest face on earth. She literally is like, her face is all scrunched up and she's like, I think he's cute. Like, it definitely didn't feel like she thought he was cute with the look on her face.
Should she like get a rebrand? Because she's totally like the ice princess.
Yeah.
But should she just be like stank face?
Yes. Oh my gosh. She always is making that like disgusted face.
I know. I will say though, from her Instagram now, she's very smiley. She's very pretty. She's very successful. She's still a dancer.
A dancer, yeah.
But she's very smiley. I don't see any stank faces.
Probably because she watched herself on season 3.
Exactly. Because she can control what she puts on her Instagram.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But I just thought it was such a weird, like, why are you having her say, I think he's cute with that look on her face? Like, honestly, if you are rewatching this episode with us, or if you haven't rewatched it yet, I at least need you to go back to this exact scene and look at her face when she says, I think he's cute. It is the funniest thing. She literally looks like she smelled the worst poop. And I was just laughing. Like, we'll have to post it on our Instagram. It's like so funny. Like, I don't know why she made that face.
And even Rachel agrees that something's weird with him. And they both agree that they don't want to date a guy that just broke up with another girl. And then they both say that he's probably just going to creep on another girl. And I like love this so much because I've like not enjoyed the both of these girls. But this little exchange, I'm like, you go, girls. I'm like, girls. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
And then back at the boys, Steven tells Alex that she's either interested in you or not interested in you. I can't tell. But yeah, these boys are creeping hard.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
And I hate Alex.
Yeah. Did you notice that he threw the golf club just like it happened in episode 1?
No.
You didn't notice it again?
No.
What's funny though is when they were golfing, I literally was like, let me pay attention to see if they do anything weird. And then I missed it again.
Oh, you did? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Alex totally, he did exactly what Cameron did in the first episode and he swung and he let the golf club go. And then Steven said to him a comment of like, you threw that club away like you threw away Rocky. I was like, oh my gosh, dude.
Oh my God.
Like, go back and watch it because he straight up throws the golf club and they're like, ooh, like laughing. Like,
are they doing that on purpose or like it just flew out of his hand?
Because like, how does that happen 2 times now? Like, that's insane. Like, you could kill someone.
What's funny is that we all notice different things. Like, there's specific things that like Adrian will specifically pick up on this thing in the episode. Uh-huh. And, like, Liz will pick up on these things. Like, it's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Mine is usually Jessica's earrings.
Yeah.
Jessica's everything. Yeah.
There was not enough Jessica in this episode. Just saying, no. Zero Jessica. Anyways, yeah, I just think that's funny because Liz always notices the sports stuff.
Yes, always with the sports. I think there was one where they were playing like football or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think I caught like what sport they were playing.
I know, it's such a like in the back of my mind, like I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they could be playing like ping pong for all I care. I don't
know. They were.
I just threw that out there. I literally don't remember. Like, that's like, it doesn't, the boy scenes, you guys, are so boring that I literally think I block them out. Like, it's trauma.
Yeah.
It's just a blackout in my brain.
So what do we have next? We see the boys, Derek, Cameron, and Nick playing. Is that bocce ball on the sand?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure, so I was hoping that would go.
Yeah.
They ask Derek how he feels about Tessa, and he says that he doesn't have a lot of feelings for her.
Then why the hell are you with her?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I think he's just like embarrassed probably to like say that he likes her, which is really annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he genuinely started dating her and then realized he didn't really like her because she was a wet blanket, a wet rag. And then he was like not into it anymore, but like that was the only way he could say it, which is fine. That's what dating is. You date them to see if you like them, right?
Yes.
So I, that's fine.
I think his friend's opinions also swayed him greatly, though.
I think so too. Yeah.
Which
course.
That part's annoying.
Right.
Because they didn't get to enjoy each other.
But like, I think that's fine. But you can also say that in a nice way. But I guess he's with his friends and he wants to sound cool.
I guess. I don't know.
And we would do it too with our girlfriends.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess he's not that mean about it. I don't have a lot of feelings for her. Whatever. I just don't like it.
Well, so Nick says, it's not like you're trying to marry the chick. And then Cameron says, what's your dad's advice on life, Nick? You guys don't need to get wrapped up with any girls. And I'm like, This is where he gets it.
Yeah.
This is where Nick gets his
grossness.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nick says, it's not like if you break up with her, you're going to lose all of your friends. And then I guess this is where Derek gets mean because he says Tessa is a stage 5 clinger.
Yeah.
And Nick agrees.
And I literally have, ew, I hate boys so much. Why are they like this? Why do they talk about us like this? Just say you're not feeling it. I hated that. Oh, stage 5 yeah. clinger. Ugh. Just because I like you and want to spend time with you does not make me clingy.
Yeah, I don't know what she did to be clingy anyway.
That was every boy's favorite word in high school. You're so clingy.
That's true.
Then we randomly hear Cameron say, I hooked up with your girlfriend in San Diego. And then Derek responds with, she's not my girlfriend. But like, this is all as their heads are turning. So you can't really like see them saying it.
Right.
Totally MTV with their like ADR voiceovers.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. Like, in the middle of this conversation, I hooked up with your girlfriend. Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, I believe it of Cameron, though.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He says such awkward shit all the time. Like, I was not even surprised by that.
I wasn't either. Really? Yeah. I thought it was funny. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was ADR, but I don't put it past
still,
him.
Still, yeah.
Then Rocky and Tessa go to lunch, and Tessa says that she has a horrible feeling in her stomach because Derek isn't talking to her, and she hates that she's just waiting around, which does suck. And I felt like, so, like, she was so moody, like, she is so down, and, like, this is the only thing that she can think about, but I feel like if she feels this way, she should just break up with him instead of, like, waiting for him to do it to her.
Exactly. I don't understand why she's just waiting, or just, like, call him.
I mean, she does eventually, but I feel like
she doesn't though at the end, like he still breaks up with her.
He has to say it. Yeah,
because I feel like she was still kind of hoping
that he would somehow like her again.
Yeah, maybe he would say, I don't know what was happening, you know, I'm just going through something, I love you.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
It's what every girl hopes for when like stuff like this happens.
See, I was never like that, but then I think I would run before anyone could say like, no, I didn't like you, which is I think partially why I didn't date in high school.
I love that you were so epically shy with boys. Like, you did not want them to know.
I
like,
so was, yes.
Yeah. Anything. Like, I was flirty, but anytime anybody got, like, really serious, I was like, I'm out.
I think I was, like, flirty with guys I didn't like. But the ones that I liked, it was like, I was dead.
Yeah. No, I was super flirty. And, like, I was open to everybody. I was like, whatever. Like, and I'm not calling myself a slut at all. I was actually like the prude of my friends, but but like I was definitely very flirty, and like I didn't have a type. Like if I thought you were cute and we were like vibing, then you were cute and we were vibing. Like, there was no like,
that's cute. Yeah,
I didn't have any like preferences. I was just like, you're a boy.
You're a boy. I'm a girl.
That's the only qualification. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Are we going to dance together at the day? Like, I just had no, like, you know.
Yeah.
Vibes. I was living off of vibes. Good times.
The hormones took over your body.
For sure.
Well, hopefully you keep this energy, because who do we see next? It's Chase.
Oh, boy.
And he sits down at the table at lunch with Tessa and Rocky. And then Tessa gives him this really weird, like, side hug while they're both sitting down. And she looks like a little sloth, like, clinging to him.
It's so slow.
Very
ew,
weird.
It's so slow. She, like, slowly moves into him. And it's like, God, that's like, so perfect. She is a sloth.
Yes.
And I didn't even realize that I wrote clinging. Oh my God. So she is a clinger.
Stage 5. But I laughed because Tessa immediately cuddling with Chase while talking about the fact that she can't talk to Derek is super ironic.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're snuggling with Chase right now. Like, and she looks so happy. Like, that he's there.
Oh my God. She could not be happier.
She just lights up every time Chase comes on.
Anytime any boy, like, pays attention to her, she just, like, lights up.
I think she likes Chase so much because he gives her attention. He, like, wants to hang out and talk to her, which is, like, weird.
Only
because
MTV wants to film it, though.
But they're, like, genuinely friends outside of MTV. Do you think? No?
I don't know. I can't tell. Chase is so, like, cagey. Chase asks how they are, and Rocky says that they're both having boyfriend issues right now. Tessa says again that she can't believe he spent the whole bonfire, he being Derek, sitting next to her and then not talking to her. And Chase says that, no offense, but a guy isn't going to sit next to a girl in front of his friends and pay attention to the girl, which is so annoying, but like very high school guy. Mm-hmm. And Tessa continues to tell him how Derek hasn't responded to her texts. And then Rocky says, I want to hit him. I was like, that's so cute, Rocky. And then Chase asks her how long this has been happening, and Tessa says, yesterday. Are you effing kidding me? Someone hasn't spoken to you for 24 hours and you're talking about it this much?
I know.
Holy crap, girl.
Chase is like, maybe he's just like having a day where he like doesn't want to talk to anybody. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Maybe he just isn't feeling like, sometimes I don't want to talk to the person that I'm with either. Like sometimes I need a second and to go play Sims by myself.
And you know, you'd probably feel like, oh, something's weird, but I wouldn't like incessantly talk about it every single moment of the day that I could.
No.
That's the part that kills me.
I mean, I do think that being in the same place and not talking is a little ridiculous. Like if they're like literally next to each other or not, but like, that's also really high school and boys suck. Yeah. And so does high school.
Yeah. But also, it never seems like she's trying to talk to him that much either.
She's not really
trying to like engage him in conversation. She's just like sitting there expecting him to do everything.
That's why I think he thinks she's boring.
Yeah.
And she just kind of like stands around him hoping that he'll like say something.
He tries later at the concert. He's like, how are you? And she's like, fine.
I'm like, what does she want him to say? I'm really weird.
Waiting for Chase to come on. Oh, God.
Well, so we get the title of this episode, The 3-Day Rule, because Chase says that you've got to give it at least 3 days. Sometimes guys just aren't having a good day, and you've got to give him 3 days. And then she's like, how long do I have to wait? And they start counting, like, you know, how long it's been. I think it was like a day and a half or something like that. And so she's like, do I have to wait until tomorrow for that to count as another day? And Chase is like, yeah. I'm so convinced that the producers also don't like Tessa because they're giving her such a bad edit, because like Rocky is like literally experienced such a bad breakup from like a guy that she actually said, I love you to. Like they dated quite a few months.
Yeah.
And all Tessa wants to talk about is my boyfriend didn't talk to me for 1 day. I'm like, girl, bye. Okay. And Rocky could harp on the fact that like Alex was creeping on every single girl at that bonfire. Like that probably hurt so much more. But look at our girl. She doesn't do that.
Yeah, she's not even talking about it.
No.
Yeah. Tessa is a sloth.
Woe is me, sloth.
Now I want to post a picture of a sloth and Tessa.
In the position.
Yes.
Then next we see open air stereo, Chase, Kellen, and Nick G. They're packing their instruments into the car from someone's house for their concert tonight. And then randomly Nick W. shows up to the house, like really, like he literally pulls up and just starts, they start asking him about Raquel.
Hey guys, are you excited about your concert tonight?
Yeah. And he says he's bringing her to the open air stereo concert tonight.
Ugh, we're back with open air stereo.
Oh god,
we had such a long break from them. Yeah, and now they're like shoving them in our faces.
I literally went when they like came on screen, I was just like, here we go. But I did like, the only thing about this scene that I noted was that they make some crack about Rocky's 5-acre house, and like, it's actually pretty funny. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's the first time these boys have been even a little bit funny this episode.
Oh, I missed that. What did they say?
They say, like, I wish I had written the whole thing down, but I didn't. It was like, oh, that Nick was going to move in with his whole family because she has a – with her whole family she has a 5-acre house. Yeah. I'm like, that was actually pretty funny because her house is huge.
Yes.
And they were like, you can move in, Nick. You can bring your whole family.
I think I heard that and didn't even realize what they were talking about.
Yeah, I just noted it because they're never funny, but they were funny in this scene.
They weren't playing a sport.
No, they were not.
Then we're at Rocky's house, and Rocky and Tessa are sitting in the kitchen waiting for their ride, which is Nick W. Rocky is in, like, a very formal, like, taupe-colored dress. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, school dance, like, formal. Yes. Not open-air stereo formal.
It's like a homecoming dress.
Yeah.
It's not concert attire, and it's ugly as sin.
It's ugly, yeah.
It is very ugly, but she's, like, really dressing up for this date that she has with Nick.
I would have... over my dead body what I have worn, first of all, that color and that scrunched look was even awful in the 2000s.
It was.
I know.
It is like the worst dress I've ever seen.
I know.
She's not had a great rep with me. First the blue jumpsuit, velour jumpsuit, and now this ugly taupe colored dress.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed, but I do have that Tessa looks pretty in this scene. She is so pretty.
She annoys me so much. I stopped writing Tessa is pretty down. So Rocky says that she's happy that they're going to the concert, and Tessa says that she's not going to talk to Alex because she doesn't like him right now. And I'm like, okay, girl. But Rocky says that she hopes that Alex has fun tonight. So nice. And then Nick comes in, and he's literally wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And he looks at them, and he goes, you guys look good. And he's like, but I think you're so overdressed for a concert. He says actually a really funny line that I agree with. He says that they look like they're going to a debutante ball.
Yes.
Which I was like, okay, Nick, I'll give you that one. That was really, really good. And I just have to call out in this scene that Tessa is rocking like a Coach bag, the one with like the signature C's all over it.
Oh yeah.
And Coach was like such a popular brand at that point. And then I feel like at least for us in Vancouver, there's like a little outlet store just across the border in Bellingham, like kind of in that area, where Coach had a huge outlet store, and you could get like Coach bags for like $50. And I feel like that really like made them look like a discount brand almost at a certain point. And it wasn't until recently when they had like Selena Gomez. Okay. Candace just pulled out her Coach bag with the signature C's on them. Do you still wear that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Really? Oh, my God. Cute.
You know, my friend used to – this is how I got it, and I can't believe I'm saying this on the pod. But my friend used to dumpster dive, like when the college kids would move out. Because
oh my gosh.
There's state college here, Penn State, and the college kids would throw away like designer stuff, laptops, because they didn't want to take it home with them, because a lot of them are like foreign exchange students. And she found that for me. And it's legit, it's real.
Oh my goodness. That's
awesome.
Wow. I know. I looked up all the signs if it was real or not, and it's real. And I was like, I am so rocking this. It's a little like outdated, but I am still rocking
that's
this.
Great. Yeah.
So okay, I'm very proud of your friend and this find, but I also cannot believe that you just told this out loud.
Dude, so many people do that here. Honestly, like,
really?
Yes, they dumpster. It's the best time to go. You're not like supposed to do it, but a lot of people do because you can find really good stuff and you can like resell it.
I mean, if people are like throwing out Coach bags that look perfectly fine,
yeah.
And I used to work at the UPS store up near the college for a while. And people would ship like the craziest stuff back home, or they would just completely throw it out. It's like legit. Like you could get whole like laptops that are like perfectly working.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
Math products. Yeah. These kids, because they're all very well off because they're going to Penn State, you know? So they throw away all this stuff just so that they don't have to take it home with them.
That's such a good point.
You can make out so good. And it's like, it's not really dumpster diving. Their dumpsters are not full of like food or anything. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, these are like things that like actual physical things. So she used to do that a lot, and she would bring me clothes and like all kinds of cool stuff. So, but yeah, she got me that person. I was like, hell to the yes. Awesome. I will take a Coach purse.
You know, they talk about going to like Goodwill or these like thrift stores in like rich neighborhoods, but this is, but like you have to pay for that.
Yes.
It's better.
This is free.
Way better.
This was free, F-R-E-E-E, free. Yeah, I love a free Coach bag, especially because, like, Coach is, like, still really expensive. Like, it's...
mm-hmm. Oh, it's come back, and yeah. I really like it now. I, like, yeah. I like the designs and all of
that.
So,
yeah, that's my Coach purse story.
I have this, like, crossbody, like, Coach bag that I, like, wore so much in high school, and I'm, like, holding on to it, hoping that it'll come back. Or I'm like, maybe it won't come back in like the next 5 years or something, but I'm going to like hold on to it so that my daughter can have it. And I just like refuse to throw it away because it's still in such good condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get rid of it.
Yeah. It's so good. Now we're at the concert. So imagine yourself in an open air stereo concert. And Derek is ignoring Tessa, but hanging out with Kendra and the crew. So what does Tessa do? She walks right up to him and says hello, and he does say hello, but his body language is like totally off because he's like completely turned away from her, and like literally anybody that walks by, he's like, hey, hey, but then he's like completely ignoring Tessa.
He makes no move to hug her, touch her, kiss her, like, I was like, is this a joke? Like, this is so awkward, like, because at first you're like, okay, she's being extra, and then this happens, and I'm like, he could make, like, any sort of gesture, effort, but we do see the scene before where he basically says he doesn't like her, so it's like, I'm all over the place. I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, I watch it with you, like, what your comments are in my mind, because I'm like, Tessa literally has, like, her head, like, all the way down, and you saying that Rocky had such downer energy at the bonfire, I was like, Tessa has freaking downer energy here, okay? Yeah. Who would want to hang out next to her, okay? Mm-hmm. So now that you're saying the opposite, I'm like, oh, my God. What's happening?
Okay, Tessa and Rocky both have downer energy.
No, stop it. Tessa has downer
Tessa
energy.
Tessa way more here, at least, yeah.
Here, 100%. Rocky was having a good-ass time.
Yeah.
Do you know why Rocky had downer energy?
Because her boyfriend was a douche?
No, he was breaking up with her at the bonfire. That is why.
That's valid, yes.
Right, I'll have it.
Well, then someone calls Derek, and then he's literally like, I'm coming. And then leaves Tessa standing there.
And she makes it really awkward because she just stands there and looks around.
Yeah.
Like, go find a friend. What are you doing?
Exactly. Go do something.
Then we cut to Rocky, who is talking to some guy who's asking her about Nick. And he's like, what's going on with you guys? And then her response was, I'm just playing.
I love it. I love it. Yes. That's so like, cute. What? I know. She said, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I love this for her because she
deserves
to play. She deserves it. Like, and I think like what pisses Alex off so bad in this scene is that he didn't get this version of Rocky.
I just think that he doesn't like seeing her with other guys. And he obviously doesn't want to admit that. But yeah, he never, like, we never saw them at least go to an event like this or party. Really.
Having a good time, and it pisses him off.
Yes. I felt like he thought that he could be the one dating girls in front of her, but that she would never do it to him. That's why he was so freaking pissed off. And so, in response, Rocky says that she's dating because she's single. And then he asks her if she's happy being single. And Rocky's just so honest and genuine. And she actually says, like, no, she was actually really happy in her relationship. And it was such a surprise to her that, like, he broke up with her. So she's just such an honest queen. And God, I did not like Rocky when I first watched Laguna Beach season 3. But I am only realizing now that she is a queen.
Queen.
I love her.
Queen energy.
Then Steven and Alex arrive at the venue and they walk past Rocky without even saying hello, even though they both like know each other are standing right there. And then Rocky's like, wow, that was cold.
She looks like terrified when he walks up though. She like literally like her entire face just like freezes.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because it's so awkward to see your ex that soon after breaking up and then like him not even saying hi. Like,
why would he say hi though?
That's what I thought too.
I feel like you would just ignore each other.
To be mature, I don't know. Like, hey, how are you? Yeah, no, because they're in high school.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still not doing that now if we broke up on bad terms. You guys.
No, I agree with you. I wouldn't have said anything either.
Bad, 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 bad. He flirted and got girls' numbers, like, in front of her.
like 10 seconds later after we broke up. Yeah.
I don't have any ill will towards any of my exes, though. And like some of them, we did have bad breakups, but if I saw them, I'd be like, hey, how are you? Like, I really don't care. Like, cause I'm moved on. I'm happy. You've moved on. You're happy.
But like, if it were so soon, like the next week.
Yeah.
And if you broke up badly.
If I was single and it was a bad breakup, no, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell no. But now I'd be like, hey. Like,
yeah. Now it doesn't matter, you know? The background music to this entire scene, by the way, is open air stereo and Chase like wailing on stage.
It's awful.
I've written this open air stereo song is terrible.
I wrote OMG, this song sucks. Yeah.
He is so bad. Definitely having his like rock star moment though on stage. And it's so funny. They showed a little clip of like Kendra and Cammy like totally grabbing him, like he's a rock star and that they like love him so much as fangirls. I thought it was really funny.
It was cute. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden we see random Alex sitting next to Brianna.
A Brianna like, sighting.
Oh, hey, girl.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Where have you been? Honestly, she gives such bitch energy in this scene, though.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Ugh.
Is the last time we saw her episode 3?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. Yeah. 8 episodes later?
Because she wasn't even in winter formal. Like, no. We don't even know who she went with.
Yeah. Nope. That's crazy.
Then he's asking her about where Lexi and Rachel are. And I feel like Brianna's kind of pissed because she's like, oh, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, up your ass and around the corner.
Yeah, I know. Then Alex, who's so fucking thirsty, he leans over to Brianna and he tells her that he broke up with Rocky. And she's like, I know.
I loved her reaction. Like, that was
nobody
so funny.
Asked. Okay.
She's like, literally, it's all anybody's been talking about for the last like 5 days. I know.
Yeah. And she does ask him why. And he says that he was just so over it and it's complicated. And then he's like, Rocky is crazy. And then Brianna obviously jumps at that and says that she agrees that Rocky is crazy. And then she starts telling him about how she used to be best friends with her. And then Alex is all like, oh, she told me all about you. And I just like realized in this, I was like, holy crap. I'm like, more than your best friend, don't you think your like partner holds so many more of your secrets?
I know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's scary to think about.
But yeah, I was thinking about this and I'm like, if you were to ever break up with your partner, there are so many secrets that they could spill. But I feel like my boyfriend would not spill those secrets.
I feel the same. Yeah, like. There's no way. Yeah.
But you can't trust anyone in high school.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that he would find it worthwhile or like beneficial to say anything, but like maybe in high school you feel differently, or at least Alex definitely did.
Yeah.
Well, then we see Rocky enjoying the music and she calls Nick W over and they're like, they're just sitting next to each other chilling. Like they're not cuddling. They're not doing anything. But then we see shots of Alex looking really pissed off and telling his friend that he thinks Rocky is a slut because she's sitting next to Nick W.
And just talking.
Yeah, they're doing nothing. Yeah.
They're like, that was the biggest deal with me. Like he out of nowhere is calling her a slut for literally talking to Nick.
I was like looking so closely to see if she was like leaned up between his legs or like touching him. Nothing.
And like, it's like he can talk shit on her all night basically, but God forbid she have fun with another guy.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Well, and then Rocky continues to just chat with Nick and like flirt with him, but it's all super innocent. And then Alex is like so pissed off. Him and Steven leave. And the whole time, my ears are getting assaulted by open air stereo.
So awful.
So much. It would not stop.
I cannot stand that band.
Me neither.
Then I think the concert ends because everyone goes outside and Alex is talking to his friend and telling him that she is desperate and that she's a slut. And then Rocky is like heaved over on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like crouching on the floor, mouth on her hand, like devastated. And I was like, what is going on? Because he was walking away.
Can she hear them?
No, that's exactly it.
That's what they're insinuating. Yeah.
That's what they're insinuating. But he's walking away. far away, and right, then she's not even, like, anywhere close.
Right. And I literally have, I'm not sure what happened here. Did Rocky hear them? It didn't seem like she was close enough.
What would cause her to have that reaction?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I think he must have said something to her. But
why would they not show that?
I don't know. Right. But, like, very strange. But I remember seeing that episode the first time it aired and thinking that she did hear them.
That's what I thought,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what they want us to think. Yeah,
so, but watching it back, I'm like, there's no way. She was, like, so far from them. He was walking the opposite direction. Something else happened.
Maybe someone told her he was saying those things, maybe. Or maybe she was, like, trying to reach up to him to be like, hey, let's talk, and he just, like, kept going or something. Yeah. Like
that was a little dramatic, though. She's like,
I know.
No, she's acting like somebody died.
She literally is, like, bawling her eyes out, which, I mean, I would have been really offended if somebody genuinely called me a slut back then at that age.
Are you guys, like, sad offended people, or are you angry offended people?
It really depends. It really depends. Yeah. In high school, I'd probably be angry and then sad.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would probably just be angry. But yeah, I would probably get really angry and talk a lot of shit and then cry to my friends.
Totally.
But yeah, this reaction was very dramatic for the, like, small thing that happened. I mean, I guess it wasn't small, but, like, I don't think she heard that.
No, she didn't hear anything.
There's no way.
The clips of Alex talking about her being a slut, like, they're literally walking so far out of the place.
They're like out in the street
maybe
at that point.
MTV
didn't
catch what he said to her. Like, maybe, like, they were in a weird part and they just caught the after part where Rocky was crying. I don't know.
Maybe she was crying because Chase wouldn't stop singing.
I would cry because of that.
She's like, oh my god, this needs to end.
Dude, I'm like, open air stereo, like, it is not it.
Were they ever it?
No, but, like,
no.
I remember thinking that they were. That it was, like, a big deal.
I think I got them confused with Gym Class Heroes. And okay. I don't know why. It's probably just the three word like band name. And because I think they sang what, Stereo Hearts?
Well, that wasn't Gym Class Heroes. That was Adam Levine and Travie McCoy, but not Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's okay. Travie McCoy is in Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I'm thinking that.
But yeah, I remember thinking that they were a much bigger band and that they had much more success after this show. And, like, I guess I didn't remember hearing their music. I don't know.
Me neither.
I couldn't tell you.
But this time around, I am just like,
make it stop.
Yeah, it's like, it's making my ears bleed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's so mean.
At least he didn't take off his shirt this time.
The drummer did, though. One of them did. Yeah, I noticed it. I was like, ew, gross.
Conclusion, though, Alex is a grade A asshole.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
I know. Is he still cute, Adrian? Is he the cutest?
No comment. Okay. So we cut to the next day, and Tessa and Rocky are taking a walk in the park, and they're debriefing the night. Rocky says that Tessa deserves an answer from Derek and that he shouldn't just be ignoring her. And then Rocky says that Alex didn't say hi to her and it's disrespectful of him not to even say hi. And I don't know if I agree with it because when you break up with someone, I don't expect you to say hi. Rocky says she's really upset about the breakup, but Tessa tells her there's other boys. And I, like, totally took this in a not like in a girl, it's going to be okay. It was like, girl, let's stop talking about this.
Yeah, I thought that was so rude how she said that, honestly.
Thank you.
I was like, are you serious? Like, she could have said, like, I'm so sorry, like, oh, this sucks or whatever, but she's like, there's other boys. Like,
yeah.
I know. She didn't say it in a way that I'm trying to make you feel better. It was like, get over it.
Okay, you felt that too,
I
right?
did, yeah. Yeah, the way she said it.
Great. Yes. Great.
It was a fine sentiment. It was the way she said it.
But we have to listen to her talk about Derek.
I know.
A million times.
But did anyone miss Rocky's wedges and jeans? They were really cute.
I did not.
They were really very cute.
Look at that. Rocky getting your episode outfit call out.
I know.
Then we see Steven, EJ, and Alex chatting, and they talk about Rocky and Nick at the concert. Alex says that Rocky told him that she thought Nick was ugly when they were together and that buddies don't do that to buddies. But I'm sorry, since when was he buddies with
Nick? We've never seen them hang out, yeah.
Didn't he just meet him at the bonfire? Like, what's going on?
And then he's like, he could have come up to me and been like, hey, I want to date Rocky. And I'm like, I'm sorry, if you don't care, because you broke up with her, why would you want him to tell you anything?
I also think that if Nick had done that, Alex would have not been okay with that.
No, and it's nobody's business. You broke up with her. She is fair game. Like, not that any girl is game. That's not what I mean. But you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, he doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't have to tell you Jack Diddley squat.
Yeah.
Like, that was ridiculous.
Well, so Steven's like the Cedric or Nick to Cameron or Cedric to Jason, because he's like, oh, Rocky totally wants you back. And then Alex is like, yeah.
He's so full of himself.
Our shining boy EJ doesn't say anything in this conversation because he knows that they are dumb. Steven, Cedric, and Nick give off very like similar energies.
Yes.
And we hate them all, coincidentally. So in our last scene, Tessa calls Derek and she says that she's going over to talk. Derek is waiting for her outside when she gets there and gives her a hug hello. Tessa looks like she's constipated and she says that he hasn't really talked to her since the bonfire, and she giggles. Hello.
That's awful. How is that your girlfriend and you haven't talked to her for like 3 days, like three full days? Like,
I know.
That's your girlfriend.
Very high school.
Very high school. Like, that's awful. Like, not even like a text. Like, you know, like.
It's like very middle school, I feel like. Not even high school. Like,
You want to touch base at least.
Seriously.
Unless he's like just really trying to break up with her. And
That's fine.
Not wanting to do it.
But like, be a man. Just like, shoot a bitch a text. I don't know.
She tells him that she doesn't want to be in between. She either wants to be with him or without him. She doesn't want to just be in between. And he says that he knows, and he says that it's just better for them to be friends right now. And she says she knows and says it's not good anyway. He looks all serious because, like he literally, that's him breaking up with her. And he asks if that's okay with her. And she says, yeah, of course. Then he says, great, I'm glad we had this talk. And then she goes, see ya at school. And then just like that, I'm like, Derek is off the freaking hook.
That was so weird. That was like the weirdest breakup conversation
ever. I have that written. This is the weirdest breakup ever. Is that all right?
She made it so easy for him.
Yeah. Why did he say, is that okay with you? Like, what if she said no?
I know. No, it's not okay with me. We're still together.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't know what to say to that.
I mean, he like feels uncomfortable too. And he's like, I guess like,
yeah,
at the root of it, like a nice person. So he's kind of like, I don't like you. Is that okay?
No.
But I was just like really wanting Tessa to be the first one to break up with him and not like leave it to him. Like, take the power in your hands, you know, and break up. But I do get that she like was really still like holding out hope that Derek would come back and be like, I'm so sorry, I was acting like such a loser, like I really do like you. So you live and you learn.
Well, I'm just glad that Tessa and Derek broke up, so I don't have to hear Tessa talk about how Derek won't talk to her.
Oh, no. Now you got to hear about Tessa talk about the breakup.
About the breakup, yeah. Oh,
we have a whole episode coming up.
Oh, Lord almighty. Here we go. I don't know if I can handle it.
Hey, Cabo is next.
I know.
Yes. And I don't remember anything from it.
Me either.
Do we want to make any hookup predictions?
Well, I kind of saw the...
I saw the preview.
The preview, yeah.
Yeah.
Kendra and Cameron.
Yeah, yes, but Kendra and Tyler drama looks like kind of interesting.
Yes.
So I'm like excited to watch that, and that he shows up to their Cabo trip.
I know, is like Cabo. Like, what is he doing?
So awful.
Do we think anyone else hooked up?
I want to see Cammy hook up with somebody.
I know. She never is with anybody.
But I don't know if that'll happen, but I would like to see her hook up with somebody.
Who?
I don't know.
Who from the cast?
Maybe Derek, maybe.
Yeah. Cameron?
Maybe a little Kellen action. I don't know. Oh. I would hook up with Kellen. Can we predict that Candace will hook up with Kellen? And then I think he's cute with my stank face.
Any favorite outfits?
The only thing I noted was Rocky's wedges and jeans in that scene where she's talking with Tessa at the end. And then I thought she looked really cute and dressed down at the beginning in her sweatshirt. But again, that's not really like a favorite outfit. I just thought she looked cute.
Yeah. None of the girls really stood out to me this episode. And the only one that stood out to me was Cameron when they were playing bocce ball. He had this like bright, not even bright, it was like a very like sunshiny yellow like polo shirt on, and I thought it was a really nice shade of yellow, but it was very like Abercrombie, and it just like really stood out to me, like of the time.
You love Cameron's
like, I know he's gotten your favorite outfit before.
I know, what the heck, I'm like Cameron fangirl over here.
Cameron's polo shirt, Cameron in a hoodie. Yeah, I didn't have a favorite outfit either. I just called out Tessa's coach bag. But can we say what was the worst outfit? Because there was one. One, two, three. Rocky's dress.
Yes. Awful.
I have another honorable mention, though. When they were at lunch, Chase's like weird striped, like brown, yellowy mustard shirt. Did you guys notice
no,
that?
No, I didn't. No. I never paid attention to the boys. Okay.
Well, when he showed up, I was like, ew, like, go back and look at it. It's really ugly.
Okay.
That's our episode. Come back next week to see Stankface and Sloth in Cabo.
Oh my god.
We hope you enjoyed our episode. We are so happy to have you join us. We have one request this season. If you know someone who loves Laguna Beach or think they might enjoy our podcast, please help us spread the word and link them to our podcast, because we love seeing our community continue to grow. You can follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Reddit, or email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. All right, thanks for listening. Catch you later. We are donezo.